question here now. This is also is to do with Hajj as we're coming into this period. How does somebody avoid removing hair when, the question is rather, from the first Dhul Hijjah or just before they put on the Ihram, the brother asks?
The question actually is referring to two major issues. Mm-hmm. The first is with regards to one who's not performing Hajj and is given Udhiyah. There is a sound hadith that fi Sahih Imam Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one is planning to offer a sacrifice, al-udhiyah, then generally speaking, from the first day of Dhul Hijjah, the month of Dhul Hijjah, until he sacrifices his udhiyah, he should abstain from clipping the nails or removing the hair. Only the person who is planning to slaughter this sacrifice. Now, this is one case with regards to those who are not performing Hajj. But if the person is performing Hajj, he's exempted from offering the Udhiyah. Then he's only restricted from removing the hair and the nail. He or she is during the state of Ihram. So if he or she have intended to do Hajj with Tamattu' and they offer the Umrah in a couple of hours, once they finish the Umrah, they go to shave or trim their hair, and now they enjoy staying in a state of Tahallul until the 8th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah to assume a new intention of performing Hajj. Unless if they are planning to do Hajj al-Qiran, so they do the Umrah and they remain in the same condition of Ihram all the way until they finish the rites of the Hajj. Okay? When the Prophet ﷺ recommended Hajj al-Tamattu, actually, even though the scholars differ with regards to the superiority of which type. But whichever Hajj you choose on based on what suits your itinerary. So if you're going, for instance, 10 days before Hajj, why do Hajj al-Quran? Why keep in a state of Ihram worried about removing the hair or the nail or wearing stitched clothes or showering with scented soap? You just do Hajj al-Tamattu and that's best for you. You do the Umrah, you exit from Tahallul by shaving or trimming, and you enjoy the 9 days, 8 days staying in Tahallul, do the Tawaf, recite Quran, pray in the Haram, or even go to Al-Madinah, then return back and on the 8th day make a new intention of performing Hajj. That's known as Hajj al-Tamattu. Now, the trick is, what if you're planning, besides doing Hajj and offering the Hajj, also to slaughter a sacrifice back home? Does the hadith of Imam Muslim apply to you? Yes, it does. Well, what about if I want to remove the unwanted hair and prepare myself prior to Ihram? In the Hajj step-by-step program, we said that among the recommended things to be taken in mind and consideration before taking the shower and assuming the intention of Ihram, clipping the nails, shaving the hair, and removing the unwanted hair, and so on. Is it permissible? Yes, it's permissible in this condition because it's a mean of personal hygiene in order to prepare yourself for a higher ritual of the Ihram.
جزاك الله خير شكرا.